So right now, we have bond counsel is on the phone, which is Kevin Roach. We have our bond advisor.
Thank you, Mike.
Which is John Schofer. We have Maureen Cohn. We have, I don't know, I'm just announcing who, if there's any others. There is Maureen Cohn, who is the chairman of our finance committee. Sheila Traylins is here also from the finance committee, and Claude Ginchard is also here from the finance committee, who have all been working on the bonds with the council advisors and the advisors. So I want to thank all of them again for, it's been a year and a half of many calls, many meetings, and other members of the finance committee. So I'm just going to, at this point, say that we have received, gentlemen, the updates on the tranches that were updated. The prices of the market have, the percentages of the market have gone in our favor. We've gone down 30 basis points, which is a good thing. And they've also sent to us a scale assumption, which goes into the sources and uses because of the spreads that happen. And I'm just going to turn it over, if you would like, to John, if you want to just explain, and then we'll go from there. Because I think pretty much all the questions of the other stuff we don't need to rehash from last time. And thank you for your time, everyone.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Everybody can hear me well, I hope.
Yes.
This is Bond Counsel.
My name is John Schofer, the Public Resources Advisory Group, the Financial Advisor to the Village. Maureen Cohn shared with us a spreadsheet that she developed, which indicated that at the end of the day, to finance, that is to construct all the projects the town is currently considering, that would be the road, the landscaping, and the dam, we would need to generate approximately $4.1 million. I trust that you have the one-page summary of the cases. The roads are accompanied by three relatively long 25-page long sizing analyses. This one-page summarizes them. And you can see the nature of the cases. What we are trying to do, let me just do a brief explanation. In the municipal bond market today, investors, although rates have gone down, still expect rates to go up. Investors therefore very much prefer to buy bonds with a coupon at 5%-ish rather than buy bonds at par, and they're willing to pay a premium to obtain bonds at 5% on the assumption that bonds at that level perform better should rates go up in the future. So this has been a constant in our market probably for the last 5 years, that investors expect the rates to go up want to buy premium bonds. That's why you see in the sources and uses that you have on each of those three cases, not just the par amount from the bond proceeds, but also something called original issue premium. As you, the mayor just explained, rates have actually gone down over the past month. I was quite surprised, in fact, to see how sizably rates have gone down. We've gone down 30 basis points just in the last month. We can discuss causes if you like, but the fact is they have declined by that much. However, as we discussed the last time, it would be unwise to attempt to decide the bond issue strictly at current rates, because if rates were to move up, the city, the village rather, might not have enough authorization to fund the entire project. So at base case current rates, to fund the entire project, the required bond issue of approximately $3.7 million, you would receive premium of over $500,000 as rates have gone down. That would equate to total sources of issues, $1.25 million-ish. That would cover all of the uses plus cost of issuance and underwriter's discount. We assume cost of issuance to be $125,000. That's all the fees, bond counsel, RFC, rating agencies, things like that. And we also have added $5 a bond, that's $5 per $100,000 for an assumed underwriter's discount. So the total uses, you can see, add up to the total sources in each of the three cases. What we try to do is take a worst case, rates go up. Obviously, if rates go up, the premium goes down, so you can follow across. If rates were to go up by 50 basis points, the premium will be down by approximately $140,000, and if rates go up by 75 basis points, it would go down approximately another $70,000. So what we thought that would be the wise course of action would be to authorize a par amount of bonds to be issued of approximately $3.92 million. That is only there to provide a margin. If rates were stable over the period of time between now and the issue date, we continue to expect to issue $3.7 million a month. However, if you authorize slightly more and rates do, rather than moving your favor, move against you over the next few months, you would be cushioned and still be able to issue enough bonds to provide the deposit to the construction fund that you'll need to move all three projects. So that's the purpose of the three cases. The three cases are there intended to demonstrate that should rates go up, you would need to issue more bonds to fund your project, and therefore we recommend you authorize close to $3.9 million to $3.7 million if you expect to move, knowing that once you get closer, when you're in the market, you can reduce the amount of bonds you issue, but that it generates exactly the proceeds you need for from that amount. And that's the purpose of the spreadsheet. You also have the analysis appointment. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
All right, so Trustee McHugh, any questions?
I just had one question. Last time we had this conversation, we talked about the cost of bond issuance being $220,000. I see a $60,000 decrease. How did that occur and why?
You said $125,000.
No, he's got $154,000 cost of issuing underwriter's discount.
When we ran the numbers the last time, we were being extremely conservative. When we ran this time, I tried to add up cost of issuance to get to the number we had before, and I said, that's me, huh? I just don't see that you're going to need that.
Well, we agree it was high, but what's your confidence now?
We back down to a number we thought you'd actually might need rather than leave it at a high number. We could, of course, leave it at a high number and reduce the bond size if we needed to, but we just couldn't get to a number of 200.
Okay, so your confidence is very high. The cost of this issuance is $155,000. Is that correct?
Yes, the cost of issuance in total would be about, if rates would go up by
75 basis points,
the total cost of issuance, we won't be expecting underwriters to bid in their competitive bid, would be approximately $155,000.
Okay, but that's excluding advertising and legal counsel, correct? Or inclusive?
Yes.
It's exclusive.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Trustee Mink? Trustee Bozan?
Yes, just because we authorize doesn't mean we need to use. We're just authorizing it. We could use any amount below that.
It's a safety net.
Should we authorize a round number of 3.95 rather than 3.291?
Again, any number above 3.92 would be most likely be sufficient. So, if you want to authorize 4 million, you can do that.
I don't want to go to 4 million.
Keeping in mind, you wouldn't issue any more.
So, you want to issue any more.
John Dewey, when we're doing the resolution with the other tranche that we did last week, we did it under the uses up to. So would we be doing the same with this? Just for example, the landscape water piping, we would be doing the resolution of up to $650,000, correct?
That's correct.
We use those numbers, not the numbers of the sources.
That's correct.
Thank you. Any other questions? Are you good?
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay, Trustee McFadden?
Hi, you would, we have these two bonds still on the books that we're paying off, but we can't apply to anything because they were broadly written. And I know that in our past meetings, we've discussed that these will be narrowly written.
No, the broadly.
Yeah, okay, flip that.
These are broadly, the others are narrow.
Thank you. So can you explain that to me and what other uses we might be able to send this, put this money towards?
These are written as broadly as the law allows. Every time you have a borrowing, you borrow, of course, you use your emergency. And they have a corresponding called a period of probable usefulness, which is set forth in the law. The land we have worked has a period of probable usefulness of 30 years. These bonds have been paid off, short of that. There's essentially some rooms completed work, and if you see that in the bond resolution, you can see that it's work related there too. That really picks up a lot of ancillary, or you know, if you're digging up pipes and you need to replace landscaping, that all gets covered. However, you know, you can't go and build a school building under the dam resolution or under the road resolution. That's just not something that can be written without specifically authorizing bonds to build a school.
Thank you.
Okay, any other further questions, gentlemen? All right, so moving on, I would like to make a motion that just also, can you, before we start, and I know I've said this several times, but I'd rather it come from either bond counsel or from bond advising, explain how the vote has to happen to approve a tranche of a bond, if you could please. Either Kevin or John.
Yeah, we need the super majority, so we do have five, right?
We have five, so it'd be four of the five.
Yeah.
All right, so does everyone fully understand that?
Before do a motion, what are we voting on? For the dam?
No.
The amount for?
We vote for the uses, not for the sources.
Thank you.
All right, so I'd like to make a motion.
Sorry, before we go into that, where's Mr. Quinn going?
Right here.
Oh, the question I had last time, which was you had $370,000 worth of engineering costs that were going to occur with this project. How much have you used? I know some of it was bid review, but I think that was a tiny amount. That's only $10,000. Some of it was DEC permitting. I'll be kind, $20,000 there. My guess is, are you telling us it's going to be $300 to $350 additional engineering expenses we're going to be paying you over the next year?
I haven't written an EWA for the village yet. I'm in the process of doing that. But what we've set out as a budgetary number was $366,000 and change for to take us from the permit through the CI. So
CI is certified.
All the construction inspection, CA construction administration, and then certification of the dam project. So we started into that. We EWA number 5 was for $98,000. And that is incorporated into that 366 number that we set as a budgetary number.
Yep.
So in theory, we're probably close to, 270 that we would need to complete the work from this point forward.
270 from today's date.
Yeah.
Because we've already done that.
We've done some of it, but that's assuming no surprises, correct?
Correct.
And we'll use our 8 to 10% allowance, so you're happy with 300 just to keep everything?
Yeah.
That's probably a fair way of looking at it?
Yeah.
Okay, 300, thank you.
I've got a question, Mayor, on the roads. We're going to be voting on a uses of $330,000 for Clubhouse Road.
We already voted.
We already did that.
Right, but we came up with $400,000.
370.
370.
Right.
Plus the.
Well, that other goes in the water.
So where is the rest coming from?
The 40? Well, we haven't gone through the full bid yet, so we don't know if it's going to be 370.
Okay. I'm just wondering if we can augment this. We've authorized 330 last time. Can we redo the authorization to make it a little higher?
No, you'd have to start all over again.
Well.
Am I right? I mean, that's a.
I know, but why can't we start all over again on that and make it 400? Because that's what we need.
Kevin, could you answer on that one?
So you adopted the road for 330. The question is now.
We've already started advertising.
Yeah, that's already been posted. Right?
I understand that we can repost something else, though.
30 days.
We don't have to do it only because we advertise it. We
yeah,
don't have to
I think
do
the
it.
Clock starts again. That's only now.
The clock would just start
again. Starts again on everything else.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing.
Right.
I'm just saying
yeah.
The clock starts again. Yeah.
That's
only
what
again.
I was
I
saying last time.
Makes sense to me.
Who cares?
So who cares, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if we need 400, let's authorize 400.
So So.
It's that up to amount again, right? So we don't have to take it.
It's the up to.
Yes.
It would be the up to.
A little higher in case they don't.
Well, what do you suggest?
So.
I have no idea, to be honest with you, but I agree with him.
My question to you, Kevin, is that how would we go about, since we already did the notice in the paper, would we just unwind the notice and then we just do a resolution to unwind that, you know, approval of that particular tranche and then do a new resolution for a new amount?
So that resolution essentially becomes effective 30 days after adoption, which is when you published it.
But we published it like the 29th of, I think it was the 23rd of March.
Is it self-expiring if nothing happens?
Yeah, it's about 10 years, I think.
But can we just leave it out there with nothing and not do anything on that one and just reauthorize something else here?
You could. I don't know if you have the road resolution part.
Yes, I do, actually. Of course I do. I have it right here. Is there something that we needed?
It's up to.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're thinking about adopting a new resolution for $5,000 for roads, you need to have that in front of you to adopt.
Right.
I mean, what's your feeling, Alan?
So just to be clear, we would authorize a new resolution for a new bond for roads, and then what would we do with the other one that's already been noticed? Or would this one replace that? Would we make a resolution to say this resolution of this tranche replaces the one that has been noticed?
I suppose if you need the actual bond resolution, the thing that was published in the paper is what you need to have for each tonight, which I didn't prepare for you for tonight. If you have the one from last night.
I do. I have it in front of me.
There it changes. Okay.
I have it in front of me.
So you can have, if you authorize 400 tonight, technically you have 730,000 authorized. We could, there is a procedure to essentially repeal the authorization, which we see done from time to time when municipalities are just trying to kind of clean up their books. They've got some stuff that's been sitting around 2 or 5, 7, 8 years off the table. So that's one way to do it. We could do a resolution for 400.
That's easy.
Tonight.
It works.
At some point in the future, take care of that old one. And again, it doesn't matter. It's just out there.
Yeah, let's clean it up. It's not nice.
I have Sheila Trailers that has a question. And the committee?
Yeah, I just want to confirm that if that stays outstanding until the time it's confirmed, as long as we don't issue against both, it doesn't affect the rating of the village.